This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're entering the marketplace of liberty. The conservative cartel starts right now. Here are your hosts, Matt Locke and Chris X.
Morning, gang. This is the Conservative Cartel, and I am Chris X. Welcome to hour number two of the program. That's right, we were only getting started. We just got warmed up in hour number one. We're having some baseball talk between the breaks, between the hours during the break. And, yeah, we're talking baseball. We're warmed up. We're ready to go. Let's knock hour two out of the park. Here, the Patriot Mobile hotline is open, 202-866-7466, 202-866-7466. Patriot Mobile is a fantastic company that donates to conservative causes. If you're ready for a new phone contract, it is time to go to Patriot Mobile. 1-800-A-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com. Enter the code Cartel. Yeah, get your activation fee waived. $30. There you go. The Patriot Mobile hotline is open, 202-866-7466. And hour number one, we talked about the North Korea-South Korea denuclearization peace agreement. What? Kim Jong-un walked across the DMZ, shook hands with the South Korean president, and now they've signed a peace agreement. And Trump was all tweeting all about it. It's huge. It's historic. Believe me, it's even bigger than Kanye and Chance tweeting MAGA signed. Kanye West tweeted out, my MAGA hat is signed, and the left loses their minds. They hate it. They hate it. But Trump was tweeting in. I'm going to read a couple of tweets, and then we're going to move on to some other stories because I got a ton to get to, and I'm not going to get to all of it. After a furious year of missile launches and nuclear testing, a historic meeting between North and South Korea is now taking place. Good things are happening. Only time will tell. Korean War to end. The United States and all of its great people should be very proud of what's taking place in Korea. Please do not forget the great help that my good friend, President Xi of China, has given to the U.S., particularly at the border of North Korea. Without him, it would have been a much longer, tougher process. And I'm going to wrap up with this because we're going to talk about Chance the Rapper here in this hour. Kanye West has performed a great service to the black community. Big things are happening and eyes are being opened for the first time in decades. Legacy stuff. Also, thanks to you, Chance the Rapper and Daryl Scott, they really get it. Lowest black and Hispanic unemployment in history. So therefore, if you dare tweet out any support, if you happen to be black or any ethnicity, actually, that you may support the president, or as Chance the Rapper tweeted out, black people don't have to be Democrats. You will be eviscerated by the tolerant ones. Remember, they're the ones that call you, that tell us they're tolerant. They call you a Nazi. They were calling Kanye West the darling of the alt-right movement. Are they the ones that told us the alt-right movement are nothing but white supremacists and racists? What the hell is wrong with you people on the left? Do you even listen to what you say anymore? Do you even believe any of the things that you espouse? No, they don't. If you espouse progress and tolerance, but tell black people they don't have the right to not be Democrats, you're a frigging idiot. You're a moron. You're probably scared of gay frogs. We already did that in the first hour. You probably believe people will die. Remember Pocahontas? Kids, you know what it is. It's Freestyle Friday. It's time to do a little dancing.
These cuts are blood money. People will die.
But we got raises.
Very clear.
Yeah.
Senate Republicans are paying for tax cuts for the wealthy.
And it all got better.
People need kidneys. It's sad but decreed. Yet the senator's hoarding one more than she needs. I offer this bill and I hope you'll vote aye. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. Traffic deaths have many crying with fear. Over 30,000 people are dying each year. This modest change I propose must be applied. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. Alcohol deaths are exceeding comparisons. Black people, white people, Native Americans need to ban alcohol. It can't be denied, unless, of course, you just want people to die. Murders are bad, They have no defenders, yet many are committed by repeat offenders. I say lifetime in prison, whatever the crime. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. I don't have a bill or a groan to detail. I just need a short clip for my donor email. Tim, there's blood on your hands. You want people to die. That good? Cool. Tim, dinner at 5?
Yeah. Hey, where's Ron? I want to see Ron dancing on this.
Cool stuff. Doesn't seem one seatbelt is ever enough. You must vote for my act so that fewer will cry. Unless, of course, you just want people to die.
Yeah, Ron.
The container we cannot ignore. Whipped cream's killing more people than ever before.
This
bill would be passed and be ratified. Those people that didn't want people to die. Weigh all the costs, the effects, the results. Empathize with each other as if we were adults.
Yeah.
Use our brains to craft arguments, not vilify. See that freedom's a traitor.
You want people to die.
Ken is the left.
I tried.
He tried.
Crossing the street is incredibly tough. People look...
Once again, those on the left, it's ridiculous how stupid they are. You're either stupid or willfully ignorant. I don't get it. Once again, preaching tolerance and progress, yet attacking Kanye for maybe having a different opinion than you. How dare him wear a MAGA hat? How dare him reach out and say, I like the way this woman thinks when Candace Owen schools some Black Lives Matter protesters. She schooled them.
I can guarantee you,
listen,
what you're seeing happening is victim mentality versus victor mentality.
That's
I promise you, the people here are going to win. And there's no doubt in my mind. I can tell you right now who is going to be better off. When we look 20 years and we look at the faces in this room, who is going to be better off are the girls that are sitting right here and across this room because they don't have your mentality. Victim mentality is not cool. I don't know why people like being oppressed. It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. I love oppression. We're oppressed. 400 years of slavery, Jim Crow, which, by the way, none of you guys lived through. Your grandparents didn't. It's embarrassing.
Oh.
You utilize their history, and you come in here with more emotion than they ever had when they were living through it. More emotion than they ever had when they were living through it. It's embarrassing. You're not living through anything right now. You're overly privileged Americans.
They hate the fact that she said that. She called them out on their BS. And how dare Kanye tweet support for her? He says he likes the way she thinks, therefore they try to destroy him. Then he goes and says, hey, you know what? He likes Trump. He didn't even say he voted for him. He said he likes him. How dare you? You are horrible. Your career is over. You're done. We're going to destroy you, Kanye. That's what the progressive intolerant type said. So what does Kanye do? He goes and throws on a MAGA hat. One thing Kanye's known to be is a bit of, we'll just say he doesn't toe the party line, whatever that party he's in, whatever it is, he's not going to toe it. He's his own dude. I don't really like Kanye, not a fan, but I'll give him credit. He is his own man, and he does his own thing. So you go after him, he's very much the contrarian. He throws on a MAGA hat and says he loves Donald Trump. So then they're just like, he's lost his mind. He's gone crazy. You know, they didn't really have a problem with him when he said, George Bush doesn't like black people. Remember that? Then he was the darling of the left. And then Chance the Rapper tweets out, black people don't have to be Democrats. And the progressive intolerant types go absolutely apoplectic. They lose their minds. In fact, you know what? Should we go look at this? Look at some of the tweet love he got. They went after this poor guy. He's a Chicago-based, is he a singer or a rapper? I don't know. I don't follow his music. But he showed support for Kanye West by pointing out that black people shouldn't feel obliged to support the Democrat Party. He put on Twitter, black people don't have to support Democrats. The interesting thing is there are millions of people of color that voted for Donald Trump. Millions. Hillary Clinton won 88% of the black vote, compared to Trump, carried about 8%. She also got support of Chance the Rapper, who endorsed Hillary in the 2016 presidential election, and has also questioned whether to unarm law enforcement to prevent allegedly racist police brutality. He sounds pretty far from a conservative, doesn't he? His comment about black people not needing to support the Democrats immediately angered many of his fans, several of whom who took to social media and suggested Republicans are racist. They want people to die. They're racist. They want to throw grandma off a cliff every single time. The funny thing is, Pocahontas was talking about tax cuts. Those tax cuts, she said, people will die. Has anyone died from those tax cuts? No. I got more money in my pocket. I got more money in my paycheck, and I'm paying less in taxes. Companies, got more money in their pockets, so they're hiring more people. They're bringing more money back into our country. Nobody died, but they say that every time. They say they're going to push grandma off a cliff, and all Republicans are racist. Funny, Donald Trump was never accused of racism until the moment he announced as a Republican running for president. Clearly, he's racist. Dominique Coronel, at Dom Coronel, but Republicans are hell-bent on keeping black and brown folk down. Are they? Well, according to the left, not one of them is upset Kanye's a Democrat. They're upset that he's enabling and fanboying over a racist wannabe authoritarian who has made it his mission to separate families, discriminate against POC and LGBT people, yes, that's people of color, and remove himself from original accountability. Really? Pete Forster? Everything he said is wrong and factually incorrect. Doesn't care. Yeah, but they don't have to support racists as an alternative. They tweeted out, Anya, vote for Glover. Who's she talking about? Danny Glover? Crispin Glover? So they went after him and just, once again, what's funny is I think, was it Snoop Dogg? Who? What did he say? He had a very derogatory statement. Oh, I think he said for Kanye, it's mighty white of you, something like that. Once again, how dare you venture off our reservation? How dare you do that? Which I guess that would be, you say reservation, that is an insult to Native Americans. So, but if I said plantation, well, that's obviously a reference to slavery. So I can't do that. So you venture off the Democrat teat. Oh, no, you can't say that because that is obviously sexist and homophobic. You know what? F all you people. If you're going to go and attack everyone who has a different line of thinking than you, I'm going to attack you right back. How do you like that? Oh, no, you're not allowed to do that. You're racist for doing that. You ever heard the term damned if you do, damned if you don't? That's what happens when you disagree with a Democrat. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, if it's anything, once again, they're the ones for open-minded. They're for tolerance. They're for the open thought process, if you will, unless it's different than theirs. Then they lose their minds. They hate Candace Owens. Now they hate Kanye. Now they're going to hate Chase the Rapper. They hate Alan West. They hate any Herman Cain. How dare any black person be a Republican? How dare any black person actually understand, or not even that, just not be a Democrat? How dare you? How dare you? Of course, Pete Sessions, too. How dare him say the things he gonna say? Because he, too, is a racist. Because he's a Republican. You would think the race card would be maxed out by now. When you have African Americans going on and schooling Black Lives Matter people for the fact that they're not slaves, they didn't live through Jim Crow, the people that do aren't as outraged as you are right now. They are enabled Americans. They're privileged. They have no idea. Yes, we know there's racism out there. We understand that. There's poverty. There's pestilence. There's disease. There are terrible things in this world. But you can't blame it all on whitey. I know this country has a terrible history. It should never be forgotten. But you know what else can't be forgotten? Is we have a multitude of African-American millionaires, business people. They're in every facet of our life here in America. We are an integrated society. If you can't recognize that, that's not a problem with me or Whitey or anyone else. It is a problem with your mentality. And as she said, you want to act a victim, you can be a victim. She's a victor. She's black. She's not being repressed. Shock.
This is the Conservative Cartel.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
There is only one supplement you need to increase energy, deepen your sleep, reduce joint pain, and more, GHR Platinum contains natural ingredients that elevate your mood and even help you lose stubborn body fat, not to mention what it does for one's libido. GHR Platinum contains no GMO and is gluten-free. It's all organic and fortified with ultra-tropene. Men and women alike will start feeling well with its natural growth hormone releaser. Don't wait. Call 833-434-4529 right now and get a special half-price deal for you and your partner. 833-434-4529. GHR Platinum will amaze you with renewed vitality, so don't wait. Call right now. 833-434-4529.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
The Conservative Cartel. Here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Spoiler alert, it's just me. Matt's out today. He'll be back tomorrow. He has officially moved to Texas. That's right. He got in, what'd you say, Ron? He got in about midnight last night?
Oh, yeah. They got in. It was real close to midnight.
Wow. Dude drove straight through from Indiana to Texas, moving his family down Texas way. Remember, you guys remember the Beverly Hillbillies? It's kind of like that, looking for Texas tea. That's the deal. No, it's not. All right, so Matt will be back tomorrow. Once again, we're glad to have you guys here on the Conservative Cartel. I'm Chris X. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. Okay, so here's the deal. I haven't mentioned this once today. I've been saving it to this point. You understand, 1 week from today, we're giving away a Diamondback Firearms AR-15. Huh? You're damn straight we are. Here on the Conservative Cartel, we have partnered up with Diamondback Firearms. We are giving away an AR-15. If you want the opportunity to win that rifle, all you got, that's what's been, Facebook has been ratcheting down our numbers big time because they don't want us doing this. Well, sorry, You don't control us. We air on Facebook on the Conservative Cartel. We air on the Liberty Eagle Facebook pages. You guys like those pages, share them. Make sure you like our Conservative Cartel page while you're there. But we also air on Periscope and YouTube. You can get very high-quality HD video. It's like 1080p. I don't even know. Ron, there's DPIs and things. I don't even know what that means. But Ron does. And we air the program there. So people are watching it all over the country and listening on the USA Radio Network. If you want to win a Diamondback Firearms AR-15 American-made, all you got to do is go to the Conservative Cartel. We'll pop up when it pops up. That's how you register as a VIP. You register as a VIP. It automatically qualifies you to win that Diamondback AR-15. Starting, we're going to give that away next Friday, May the 4th, which we all know is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. So just keep that in mind. Remember that. Next Saturday. You also, when you register as a VIP, you get registered for the newsletter. You'll get that. Once you get different stuff that we don't have time to do on the program, you also get discounts. You have to read your stuff. Always read your stuff, because you can get discounts if you want to buy a hat or a decal, which, by the way, I finally remembered to grab one of them and bring them in here. Look at this, right there. Can you get? I'm trying to get it without the glare. Let's put it up there. Oh, that looks terrible. There we go. Conservative Cartel. Get a decal. Ron has a hat over there. In fact, Ron has a thing he can put up. So you can buy the decals. You can buy the hats. Look at that hat right there for those of you watching. You can get as Cartel on the back. As the logo on the front, our battle sign, if you will. It's beautiful. Ron, that's a beautiful hat. I just want to let you know.
Thank you, bro.
It's beautiful. You should buy one. If you go register as a VIP, you get a discount on that. And you get registered to win that AR-15 Diamondback Firearms. Thank you to Diamondback Firearms for being part of the Conservative Cartel. And so next Friday, you better be listening. We're going to be giving away that AR-15. Which, by the way, Ron, there's a lot of questions on how we determine the winner. And if it was up to me, I would have... You know what? Let me look. Hold on here. The letter just came in from... there we go. Winner, Chris X, won the Diamondback AR-15. How did that... I don't even know how it happened. It's just completely random.
You check the back of that envelope. I'm sure it says fake news on the back.
Hold on. Let me look.
Yeah, it does.
Dang it. I thought I was going to win something.
So no, the way we've been doing this is everybody who puts their email address and first and last name in for the VIP, you register and it gives you a number in the platform that we're registering. We do a random number generator. Poof, there it is. Now, in this particular case, the person who wins has to be over 21. So we'll see how it goes.
Did you say poop or did you say whoop? There it is.
Poof.
I don't think you did. I think you said, whoop, there it is. Sexual chocolate going to town. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back. We got more to get into. You're listening to the Conservative Cartel. The Patriot Mobile hotline is open. 202-866-7466.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using my pillow because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
USA.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
History made today on the Korean Peninsula as North and South Korea agree to officially put an end to the Korean War. The North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un and the South Korean President Moon Jae-in signing a statement after a summit in a border village, confirming also their, quote, joint goal of realizing a Korean Peninsula that's free of nuclear weapons. Many are saying that President Trump's tough policy on North Korea gets some of the credit for this development.
If indeed this continues down a path of real peace and it's all verified and there's good reason to remain skeptical right now, this is a legacy-building item for President Trump.
That's political analyst David Chalian on CNN. The former police officer, who's believed to have been the Golden State Killer back in the 70s and 80s, due in court today, Joseph James DeAngelo, will be arraigned in Sacramento. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is the Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X, along with Ron Phillips. That's right, Sexual Chocolate is flying the mothership. Oh, yeah, he is. He already moved me to the back of the spaceship. I'm in the very back row now. I got moved out of the co-pilot seat because I forgot to turn the phones on. Then he moved me. I thought I was going to get to be in first class. Then it went to coach. Then it went to the very back of the plane. Look at that. All the way to the very back. And, well, I can't blame him. Matt's out today, by the way. He'll be back tomorrow. Matt Locke, of course, has moved from Indiana to Texas. He's getting his stuff taken care of, and then he'll be back tomorrow. So you guys remember that. During the break, we were having a little fun for those watching on the video on the Conservative Cartel Facebook page, the Liberty Eagle, Periscope, or YouTube. I actually put up a little sign because we were talking about the AR-15 we're giving away with Diamondback Firearms. If go to conservativecartel.com. Pop-up window pops up. That's how you register as a VIP. Boom, you're registered to win that AR-15. We're giving it away next Friday, May the 4th. Star Wars Day, and all I can say is May the 4th be with you. I threw up a little sign that said Chris X wins the AR-15. Hashtag fake news. Believe me, you're fake news. So, no, I didn't win. Someone is going to get randomly generated to win. And then Ron was like, whoop, there it is. And that's exactly what he said. That's exactly what Ron said.
I may have said that before in the past, yes.
In the 80s, Ron just ran around in circles going, whoop, there it is.
Hey, I used to be a Tootsie Roll guy, dude. Big time.
I don't even know what that means. Is this some kind of slang?
The fans, you ask all the fans right now if they know what the Tootsie Roll is. I promise you, at some point they're going to want to see me do it.
Was that before or after Flappers? Remember those?
Dude. Look, I used to be able to do the Tootsie Roll. Right now, I can't get this thing moving like I did.
You know what? Hold on. Before we even get into the murders in Cancun or the full retard.
The real news?
The real news. We got a little bit more news. You know what? It is Friday. It's what we like to call Freestyle Friday. I think it's time we see Sexual Chocolate bust a move. And you're going to love the hairstyle. He wears a tie when he busts a move. There it is. Is this the Tootsie Roll right there? Is that it?
Oh, no, that's not the Tootsie
Roll. Oh, okay, that's not it. Man. Yeah, he's busting a move,
though. Many of my friends have seen the Tootsie Roll.
Look, he came.
It comes out once in a while.
We saw. He died.
Did the Tootsie Roll die?
I don't know. We came.
My Tootsie Roll melted, dude. I'm sorry.
You made Hillary laugh. Oh, no, that was the death of a foreign leader.
I'm
sorry.
About to make Hillary bark.
Well, did you just say you're going to make Hillary bark?
Yes, I did.
There's...
Hey, she can do it.
Sometimes...
He's not lying.
Let's do it.
There it is.
There it is again. Man.
Oh, I like Fridays. I like Fridays.
Somebody needs to go out, hashtag Ron Phillips said he's going to make Hillary Clinton bark. I'm just saying. I ain't saying. I'm just saying. And then it happened. And all of a sudden, whoop, daddy, as she was barking, it happened. He's got special powers. No wonder he wants to go see the Avengers.
Your numbers went way down just then. I think it was the Tootsie Roll call.
It was the Tootsie Roll just dropped a mother like there. Everybody's frantically searching what the Tootsie Roll is. All right, let's get back to this before we run out of time, okay? The Senate has confirmed Mike Pompeo as Secretary of State. Bam! North and South Korea have committed to denuclearization in a historic peace summit. They're going to have peace. Kim Jong-un walked right across the demilitarized zone. Signed a denuclearization agreement and peace. We have not seen that in our lifetime. Incredible. So that's pretty cool. If you're going to go to Cancun this summer, be very careful. We've now found more murders and tortured bodies in Cancun. Remember, it used to be a wonderful beach resort? Well, unfortunately, they found five dead people in a car abandoned on Wednesday. And then even later on in the day, they went off of, what is it called, Super Manzana 249. They found dismembered human remains inside garbage bags. This is all over in Cancun. So if you're going to go to Cancun, oh, we covered earlier in the week about where tourists were on the beach and two drug cartel members rode up on jet skis and opened fire on the tourists at the beach. Fortunately, no one was killed. Yeah. Three men were gunned down on April 17th by cartel shooters outside a Las Canoas bar. 9 murders registered in a 24-hour period, another 14 killed during a 36-hour span. In other words, in the first 3 months of 2018, 98 homicides have been officially registered in Cancun, as those drug cartels are battling CJNG, Los Zetas, and the Gulf and independent groups loyal to the Sinaloa cartel. The previous record for homicides in Cancun was 2017 with 227. At least 150 have registered so far this year. That's the ones they know about, okay? And the most interesting thing is those people who want to disarm us, those progressive-minded, intolerant people, they believe in open borders. They don't believe you should have doors and locks on their houses like they do. You need to understand, including a Temple University professor who says the American home is an oppressive cisgender space. Let him mansplain to us, folks. In a recently published academic journal article from a professor at Temple University, he makes the case that the typical American household reinforces oppressive cisgender normalities.
I will oppress you with my heterosexuality.
I bet there's a voice like that in this new Avengers movie. Max J. Andruki, A-N-D-R-U-C-K-I, a professor of geography and urban studies at Temple University in Philadelphia, penned a recent academic journal article discussing the oppressive nature of the American household. It was recently highlighted by the popular New Real Peer Review Twitter account entitled Trans Objects, Materializing Queer Time in a U.S. in U.S. Transmasculine Homes. There's a reason why I stumbled. Let me read that again. Trans objects materializing queer time in U.S. trans masculine hormones. Is queer time different than CP time? Remember when de Blasio and Hillary were all running around about CP time? And now there's queer time. There's cisgender time, there's queer time, there must be trans time. Well, the article at its core argues that traditional American homes fail to embrace trans objects. So there are trans objects that are that fail to embrace.
Everybody knows you never go full retard. You went full retard, man. Never go full retard.
Mr. Andruki says, or Mrs., I don't know, I don't want to misgender him or her. Ron, quickly find the politically correct term so we don't misgender people. And Druki says that transgender individuals should fill their living spaces with objects that remind them of the trans experience. Oh, the article says he argues. Be careful, could be a misgender. That photographs and items of decor, particularly meaningful objects in trans homes, function to materialize the queerness of transition, thus constitute a material expression of queer time.
Everybody knows you never go full retard. You went full retard, man.
Well, what exactly is queer time? Andruki provides a definition from New York University professor Carolyn Denshaw. As Carolyn Denshaw writes, queer time is a specific mode of indexing. Experiences not regulated by clock time or by a conceptualization of the present as singular and fleeting, queer time is thus the felt experience of asynchrony. 190, Andruki explains.
Everybody knows you never go full retard. You went full retard, man. Never go full retard.
Jack Haberstam, a professor at Columbia University, defines queer time as the dark nightclub, the perverse turn away from the narrative coherence of adolescence, early adulthood, marriage reproduction, child rearing, retirement, death.
Everybody knows you never go full retard. You went full retard, man. Never go full retard.
I love how these college professors use big words because they think they're so educated. They use things, well, what exactly is queer time? Well, as Carolyn Denshaw writes, queer time is a specific mode of indexing. Experiences not well regulated by the clock time or merely conceptualization of the present as singular and fleeting. Queer time is thus the felt experience of asynchrony. The dark nightclub, if you will, the perverse turn away from narrative coherence of adolescence, early adulthood, marriage, reproduction, child rearing, and retirement, death.
Everybody knows you never go full retard. You went full retard, man. Never go full retard.
There are many questionable claims in Andrewkey's article, including one that focuses on the political role that family photos play when displayed in the American home. He explains that the placement of family photos reinforces certain expectations of what a family should look like. Morrison's work on heterosexual couples suggests that a household photograph is an image object which, through the mundane practice of displaying and viewing, reproduces specified sexes and gendered subjectivities in relation to domestic space. Yeah.
Everybody knows you never go full retard. You went full retard, man. Never go full retard.
He notes that even in telephone, even the telephone is a significant intrusive object in the home of a trans person. As it serves as a mechanism for transphobic actors to enter the space, moving autoethnographically through the spaces of her home, Madone notes that even behind closed doors, there are gradations of privacy. As, for instance, the telephone can serve as a conduit for the intrusion of transphobic actors. These people are friggin' retarded! I don't use that term lightly. I mean as the actual slowing of mental process. Okay? I don't mean that as a slight to people that are mentally deficient, as in they're born with certain limitations, which causes their life to exist on a different level. These people run around using big words thinking they're so smart, and they're so much smarter than us, and we've thought ourselves in a circle, and you must really be careful of the telephone, for it can serve as a conduit for the intrusion of transphobic actors. You know what the conduit is? The conduit of full retard is you people. You run around. No wonder these college kids are so damn confused and need closet spaces to go cry into. They need sympathy puppies and chocolate and all this stuff because none of you friggin' weirdos have any comprehension of real life. Hey, you know what the real life is? There are people. There are different ethnicities, different sexual orientations. Some consider themselves to be trans. I know there's a term called gender dysphoria. You might ought to look that up too while you're at it, because since we're going to go with all edges of the spectrum, it's out there as well. You know what? If someone wants to live their life, say, as a man, if they were born a woman, or a woman is born a man, that is their business. I don't even care. But to tell me there's a thing called queer time, and to tell me there's a thing called trans time, all you are doing is confusing people further and making people even question. Do you understand, like, 38% of people who go get trans surgery to change from one sex to the other, which you can't actually do. You just change the physical experience. Nonetheless, they go do that, want to change back, because there is a true thing called gender dysphoria. The reality is, if you're gay, if you're homosexual, if you're bi, or you're G, or you're T, or whatever you want, I don't care. This is America. Live your life. But you friggin' college professors are out of your minds. We've allowed these clowns to go through and indoctrinate our children, okay? You want to know why millennials are so screwed up? You want to know why they're living with mom and daddy till they're 35 years old? Because they're not allowed to grow up anymore. They want to keep them down as stupid and as ignorant as possible, filling their brains with big words and stupid ideas. Homes are oppressive cisgender normalities. Are you a clown? You are a clown. I know I look like a clown, but you actually are a clown. I know you think you're smart. You think you're brilliant. You've thought yourselves in circles, and you've come up with all of these great words, but the reality is you're a friggin' clown. And this goes for all of these Marxist socialist professors. You espouse these political ideologies and these economic systems that have failed everywhere they have existed, yet somehow you convince these children, because not only do you have the ability to have their thoughts for hours per week, and their minds, you oppress them with your cisgender normalities by forcing them to buy into your garbage BS, or you will flunk them. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not education. That is indoctrination. We're seeing it in elementary schools. We're seeing it in high schools. We're seeing it in middle schools and colleges. These people are friggin' clowns. I'll debate any and every one of them any given day. And when we're done, you want to know who has been oppressed? Well, it's going to be you, because I'm a verbally whoop, there it is. Dear Lord. Let's take a break. We will come back and wrap up our oppressive cisgender normality of a program called The Conservative Cartel. I'm Chris X, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Conservative Cartel.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is The Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Hey, Ron, do I need to apologize for going on such a large Chris X rant in the last segment?
Hail no.
Oh, no, he said hail no again.
Hail.
Hail no.
I'll hail.
All right, welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. You reached the final segment of the program today. Fret not. We're coming back tomorrow. Matlock will be back. He'll be back holding the reins. Ron Phillips will be flying the mothership back in full force tomorrow. Yeah, a wonderful Saturday program. Remember, 3 hours, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central. That would be 9 a.m. to noon on the Blaze Radio Network. Don't forget, we will air the program as we normally do on the Liberty Eagle and our Conservative Cartel Facebook pages. YouTube, Periscope, all that stuff. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is down because we're almost out of time. We've covered a lot of information. There's a lot of stuff I didn't get into. I guess we touched on it. Jobless claims fall to their lowest level since 1969. Once again, I've got to give all the credit to Obama, much like the North Korean and South Korean commitment to denuclearization, a historic summit where they've signed a peace agreement. Crazy. Mike Pompeo confirmed as Secretary of State. And in the last segment, I know I played it a lot, but I had to. I just couldn't help myself. A Temple University professor saying the American home is an oppressive cisgender space. These people are out of their minds, and they're supposed to be educating our children. They're not doing anything. They're indoctrinating them. In fact, you know, we've played a lot of dance songs because it is Friday and we like to dance. And I want to play this, probably the last song we'll have time for today. This is dedicated to the Temple professor. We may have even gotten him a gift. Just take a listen. This is, we're going to dance a little.
Hey, baby. I bought you a present, baby.
I'm not going to lie, but Ron Phillips may have done this.
Not very big.
Maybe not.
It's a tiny.
Neener, neener.
Okay. It's a plant.
I got him a cisgender plant. Sorry.
I used to make that noise with the beat in my armpit.
He is. That's how Ron played it. Ron did that last part. That was actually him just because he was dancing. Runs out of air. Got a little tired. That noise, I actually recorded that at the very end after Sexual Chocolate Dances.
Hey, that's me trying to breathe after all that. That's what that is.
So that's dedicated to the university professor who says the American home is an oppressive cisgender space. You know, it's funny. We live in times where you've got oppressive cisgender spaces. You've got poor Chance the Rapper tweeting out black people don't have to be Democrats, and he gets vilified on Twitter. Kanye wears a MAGA hat. He gets destroyed on Twitter. The free thought is gone. And, we kind of started the show off with this, Ron. I kind of want to play it again.
Which one? The frogs?
Look at this. He already knows.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay. Frogs, freaking frogs. It's not funny. I'm going to say it real slow for you. Frogs.
That's Ron eating chocolate. You fight for gay frogs?
You know it.
Love this song. Won't you fight the frogs? It's not funny, Ron. Quit laughing.
I can't help it.
There you go. He said it real slow for you, Ron. Frogs.
Oh, God bless everybody who's listening to us today. Thank you so much for sticking around.
Hey, it was Freestyle Friday. Yeah. It's been a long week. I wanted just to celebrate a little bit. The Senate has confirmed Mike Pompeo. Good sign. North and South Korea have agreed to denuclearization.
And no Russian collusion.
And there's no Russian collusion. The only collusion we've seen, apparently, is between college professors on how to stop the oppressive cisgender space. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us this week. Matlock has been out. He's back tomorrow. He will be flying along with Ron in the morning, getting you guys rolling. Glad to have Matt back. You guys, thanks for sticking with us this week. We had a lot of fun here on Freestyle Friday. I want to thank TJ Callahan and, of course, the pilot of this mothership, Mr. Ron Phillips right there. We're out. We're done. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you then. Cartel is out.
Hi. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.